within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call Tape number 257, Born Again Christians. The phrase born again Christian has become a very popular one among the more fundamental denominations the last few years. To many people, it indicates having had a religious experience of one kind or another as a proof of their acceptance by God. To others, the term refers to those Christians with a dedication or devotion above the average. To a few, it is almost a term of derision or ridicule as they attack those whom they consider to be super holy or fanatical. But what does the Bible have to say about this concept? It is almost a biblical term, but not quite. The Bible speaks of Christians, Acts 11:26. It speaks of being born again, 1 Peter 1:23. But the New Testament equates these two terms, uses them interchangeably to mean the same thing, and therefore the term born again Christian is never used in the Bible. It would be a repetition. To be born again is to be a Christian. The only way to become a Christian is to be born again. There is no other kind of Christian, according to the Bible, than the born-again kind. But what does it mean to be born again? What kind of a new birth is this? The man Nicodemus came to Jesus by night one time to ask him these very questions. John the third chapter. When Jesus told him, John 3:3, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God," Nicodemus replied in amazement, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, verse 5, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Notice there is only one preposition of there. One birth with two elements, of water and the Spirit. The entire conversation of Jesus and Nicodemus can be reduced to this exchange. You must be born again. Physically? No, spiritually. The change that the gospel is able to make on the man who accepts it is so basic that it is described as starting all over again, being born again, spiritually speaking. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And Peter used exactly the same illustration when he said, 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Being born again is really an illustrative way of saying one has become a child of God, being born into God's family, so to speak. Romans 8:16 and 17 says to Christians, "We are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ." Galatians 3:26 uses the same picture. "Ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And the Apostle John exclaimed in 1 John 3:1, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." How does one become born again? The question is really, how does one become a Christian? Paul gives us a hint in 1 Corinthians 4:15 when he said, "In Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." Again, Peter said in 1 Peter 1:23 that we are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Romans 1:16 assures us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So this is reasonably that the new birth should be accomplished through the gospel. But exactly how? 1 Peter 1:22 completes this search for explanations. "Ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth." That's a parallel to Romans 6:17. "Ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." In that same chapter, he describes how they had submitted to baptism in Christ into his death, Romans 6:3. that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. There is the new birth, and there is the water connected with it that Jesus mentioned to Nicodemus in John 3:5. Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, a spiritual rebirth in the water of baptism. A man is born again spiritually, becomes a Christian, as he is baptized in water in obedience to Christ's command. A born-again Christian, the only kind there really is.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.